Welcome to the Muse Dreams Podcast, a place to discover how to bring your art out of hiding or to the next level. I'm your host, Mia Walters. I'm an artist, the creator of the Muse Activation Method, and a certified active dreaming and intentional creativity teacher. I will be your guide on this adventure to awaken your creative inspiration at the source. Welcome back, beautiful dreamer, to the Muse Dreams Podcast. Hey, it's Mia. This episode is one I have been waiting a long time to record. Today, I finally get to introduce the Quantum Legacy Oracle Deck. It's a project born from years of dreaming and intuitive listening. This is an invitation to live within a larger story, one where time folds, where healing travels both backward and forward, and where each of us carries a thread that we are weaving into the fabric of reality. So what is a quantum legacy? When most people hear the word legacy, they think about what's left behind after life ends, like a bank account or house, a reputation, maybe some teachings. A quantum legacy moves differently. It is alive here and now. It's the resonance of your being carried into every moment. To live a quantum legacy is to realize that you are more than the present self you see in the mirror. You're also the child you once were, the future self already living your visions, and the archetypal presence that holds your essence across lifetimes. All of those selves are threaded together. The choices you make now ripple in every direction of time. They soften the past and shape the future. They radiate into the present lives you touch, especially your own. And this is what the Oracle was created to help us remember. Each card is a doorway, and they speak in the symbolic language of dreams, synchronicities, and archetypes. They're not predictions. They're invitations to see the patterns of your own story and to step more fully into them, or step back from them. One of the cards that holds this truth beautifully is synchronicity. The image shows a hand reaching outward and a mirrored hand of energy touching back. It's a reminder that the world is always reflecting us. And synchronicity happens when your inner world and outer world meet in a way that carries meaning. So you think of a song, and the moment you step into the store, it's playing. Or you dream of a certain animal, and the next day it crosses your path. I don't think of these things as random events. They're all alignments. They're a symbolic language of the conscious universe, reminding you that you're not separate from the field you live inside. I experienced one today. Well, kind of today. I had the dream a couple of days ago that I was floating down a river. I noticed how muddy it was. I didn't feel like paranoid or scared or anything. I was just floating along. And then I noticed a string of prayer beads floating beside me. And I realized that I was floating down the Ganges River in India. And then today, so here's where the synchronicity comes in. Today, I pull an oracle card. And my inquiry was, what do I need to know about the next unfolding? Like, what is coming into my life? And this deck was from the Time Traveler's Oracle by Denise Lin. I pulled the Ganges River. So in that card speaks about purification, decluttering. And I think this was last night or a couple nights ago. I was just watching this random YouTube video, I don't know, something caught my eye about the thumbnail where this woman, it was one of those, you know, kind of out there things that how to change your whole identity in life in 90 days. I'm like, okay, curious. So she hooked me with that. And she talks about purging friends and relationships and habits, like even the like the way you dress, like brutally like purging all of these things to be able to show up in the world how you want to live, how you desire to be, so that you can create this identity. So I experienced all of those things, those related things, as synchronicity, and will take those messages as something to look at more closely. And Carl Jung coined the word synchronicity for these meaningful coincidences where inner and outer converge. The more attuned you become, the more you notice them. They act like breadcrumbs on the path of your life, showing you where to step, reminding you of the thread you carry. And this card teaches us that our quantum legacy is made by our choices, both the monumental ones and the micro ones. It's shaped in the small moments of awareness when you notice life mirroring you and you choose to follow the signs. So maybe I should like organize my closet, purge some more clothes. And another card in the deck that kind of helps to talk about how these things are interconnected is the card Journey. And the image came from one of my own active dreams when I was when I encountered a leopard as a guide. And the card shows a woman suspended within a glowing sphere of energy, and she's carried toward a waterfall beyond time with the leopard beside her. And during that shamanic journey or active dreaming journey that I had, I went there specifically to encounter or to meet a spirit animal. And as I moved, I was descending into the lower world to meet my spirit animal for the first time. And as I moved deeper into that space, I encountered a leopard. I wasn't fearful when I met her, even though it felt very real in that moment, in that space. And during this journey, I asked her name, and she told me, Kashuka. And later, when I looked it up, I discovered that Kashuka is actually the Swahili word for descent. So I was literally descending into the lower world, and if you know about shamanism, that's not a bad thing. And the spirit animal who met me there introduced herself as descent. And the universe has this incredible way of speaking to us through these synchronicities, these moments where meaning layers upon meaning. That journey taught me that when we're willing to descend, to go deep, to travel into those inner worlds through our practices like shamanic journeying and active dreaming, we're met by guides who are already there, waiting for us. They speak in a language that transcends words, the language of symbol, of feeling, perfect timing, and it may be words too. The journey card speaks to the courage it takes to step beyond the known. It tells us that healing and transformation come when we allow ourselves to journey into the mystery. And sometimes that journey is inward through dream work and active imagination or painting or art. Sometimes it is outward into unfamiliar landscapes, new chapters of our lives, travel, things like that. Either way, it's significant. And the leopard appears as a guardian, a reminder that we are not walking alone. The ancestors, spirit guides, and unseen allies move with us. The unknown is not empty. It's alive with possibility. Every journey taken becomes part of the map of your quantum legacy. And this is where I want to introduce the idea of resonance weaving. What we do within our lives doesn't end there. It reverberates outward. Resonance is vibration. One note can send another into vibration without touching it. Like, think tuning forks. The same happens with our lives. When you heal, when you create, when you bring your soul's dream into form, others feel that resonance. It awakens something in them. And this resonance weaving, the act of threading your unique vibration into the collective fabric, this is where the principle of as above, so below lives, the inner world and the outer world mirroring each other. What is healed within you shifts the world you live in. What you bring from spirit into matter changes the collective field. Many people are taught that following their dreams or even making art is selfish, indulgent, or not real work, go get a sensible job kind of mindset. You know, that serving others means ignoring the call to create. But from a spiritual perspective, your creativity is service. Healing yourself is never only for you. You are a microcosm of the macrocosm. Every knot you untie within loosens a knot in the collective fabric. Every painting, poem, song, or vision you bring into being places coherence, beauty, and meaning into the world. And your dreams are not distraction from what the world needs. They are the actual medicine of what the world needs right now. When you honor them, you shift reality for all of us. This is why I created the companion painting journey. The oracle is the guide. The painting is the vessel. And that together, they form a practice of temporal alchemy, a way of healing the past, dreaming the future, and anchoring vision into the present. We begin with a red thread circle connecting across time and space, and we enter dream journeys to meet the past self that needs healing, the future self that carries gifts, and the archetypal self that integrates our power. And each time we return with images and symbols, and those symbols are carried into the canvas. So through color and marks, texture, even writing in words on the canvas, the dreamer vision is made visible. And in the act of painting, something profound happens. We become fully available to the emergent. By healing the past and embodying the future, we make space for what is ready to be born in us now. The canvas becomes a living map of that unfolding. And this manifestation, this is manifestation at its deepest level. So you're not only envisioning your quantum legacy, you're stepping into it. You are giving it form. And when you do this, it doesn't stay with you. Dreams are contagious. They ripple through the collective field. Each time you create, you are resonance weaving, shaping reality for yourself, your community, your lineage, and the world. In a time when the world feels so divided, when the fractures of our collective story are so visible, I feel like this work is an antidote to that. Each dream pursued, each vision painted is a stitch of repair. This is how we reweave the world, thread by thread, dream by dream. So as I launch the Quantum Legacy Oracle and the companion painting experience, I invite you to ask yourself, what thread are you weaving? What dream wants to be carried into form through you? Where are the synchronicities guiding you? And what journey is calling you to step with courage into the unknown? The deck is here to guide you. The painting experience will open soon, and every participant will receive their own oracle to use throughout the journey. And together, they form a practice of dreaming, creating temporal alchemy, and resonance weaving for yourself, for your lineage, and for the world. And to find out more, you can go to musedreams.com. Your quantum legacy is alive, and it begins with the dreams you choose to honor. Till next time, remember, your art and creativity matter. Thank you so much for listening to the Muse Dreams podcast. Follow us on your favorite social media at Muse Dreams Art and on our website at musedreams.com for updates, behind-the-scenes content, and to sign up for the Muse Letter and more. If you have questions or show topics, I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas, so feel free to reach out and connect. Muse Dreams, a podcast for artists, dreamers, and spiritual seekers on the path of creative discovery.